We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
Buffalo Sports Network from Lear Field. This is Buffs Prime Time.
Play action, sets to throw. He's going for the home run, and he makes the grab. End zone, touchdown, touchdown, Colorado. Oh, what a throw!
Buffs Prime Time is presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and sco Buffs. Here's your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, one final time in 2021, we welcome you to the Buffs Prime Time here at the Colorado Football Network. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, along with the coach for the Colorado Buffaloes, Carl Durrell. And over the next hour, we're talking Colorado football, two segments with Carl. William Blahos, the interim offensive line coach, is going to be joining us. And we're also going to talk with J.T. Shrout at the end of the show as well. Just get an update on how he's doing physically after a year of, being an assistant coach, I guess you'd say, right? I mean, you've talked about that. He's been out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's had an interesting year. So he came in mid-year, this year.
Yeah.
In 2021, as you can imagine, excited and, obviously trying to compete for the quarterback's position. And he goes through spring. He kind of tweaks his knee. So he has a cleanup surgery there, just that, because he had a little torn meniscus. You know, after spring, he ruptures his appendix, in the summer. So he has another surgery. And then as we get ready to wind down fall camp, he tears his ACL, in fall camp. So he misses the season with overcoming a lot of stuff already. But he's such a great kid, such a great mindset, doesn't lose confidence in what he thinks he can be. And he's a really good leader, too.
Yeah,
even though he hasn't played a down for us right now, he's really, very encouraging for our teammates. And, I wanted to travel him, just kind of keep him involved and being that kind of that assistant coach kind of guy, just so for him to understand the processes of what we're doing. And so he's been really, really good. But I'm sure he's chomping to get back on the field.
Oh, there's no doubt when we chatted. And I tell you what, I commended him. I said, a lot of guys could go through what he went through and, get your dauber down. And you're kind of feeling sorry for yourself. I said, what I've been impressed about, and Gary and I've noticed this many times, the offense comes off the field, he'll be the first guy standing talking to Brendan when he comes off. And so they're comparing notes and hey, I saw this out there. And so I asked him about that. And he said, well, that's my job as a teammate. When Brendan's the guy that's out there right now, I gotta help him be the best he can. And that says a lot, I think, about
it.
JT,
does. He has some natural leadership qualities that way. He's, like you said, he's only been here not even a year yet, but, he's already entrenched as being one of our top leaders in our program.
That's good.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be having that many health issues. That's for guys our age, Carl, for goodness sakes.
I know. I keep saying, what, JT? There's a silver lining in there.
Yep.
Something that you went through this year for a reason.
That's right.
Maybe it means that you're going to be lights out next year. So we'll see.
Well, heck, with all the surgeries, he's a brand new quarterback by the time he gets back in the field in the fall. My goodness. Hey, Buffs coming off that 20-17 win over Washington last week. You had to be really proud of your team last week, the way they battled. Things didn't go perfectly in that ball game. Offense had its sputtering moments out there. But your team found a way to win. And I'm always impressed by teams that can, overcome whatever is thrown out there at them, and yet they somehow figure a way to come out of a victory.
I agree with that, Mark. I felt like they really played hard for 60 minutes, and I think we did a better job problem solving through the course of the game.
Yeah.
Whenever there were these times of adversity, we didn't let that affect the things going forward. We tried to just address those things and keep playing. And I felt our team really took a step in the right direction that way, of not, wallowing on the things that have happened in the game that we can't change.
Right.
Well, that's already done. We need to move forward and understand we got to do what we need to do to win this game. So what do we need to do, coach? What do we need to do, players, when they're talking with each other? So I think their mindset and their focus was right where it needed to be.
It was interesting. I asked Andy Lindahl, our sideline reporter, about after the game, we were out shooting TV, and I said, talk about the sideline. So here you are, you're towards the end of a season, things aren't going the way you want them to out there. And he said, it was amazing. That sideline had energy. It was focused. He said, I didn't notice anybody, those kind of circumstances where maybe, guys are like, oh, geez, this thing can get away from us. He said, I didn't see that at all. He thought that sideline was very dialed in.
Yeah, just like I mentioned, I think that's something that was really, we took a really positive step that way.
Yeah.
I felt our team was into it. Both sides of the ball were encouraging one another. another. You know, I wanted to make sure offensively, when the offense isn't all on the field and they're cheering on our defense, you know, we're trying to give them ball calls, whether it's run, pass, you know, anything that's coming their way. We're actually trying to communicate that right now, yelling at our players about what we see. So I think it was one of those collective efforts where on both sides are really into the game, playing hard for each other, and it came out with a good win.
Does that tell you, though, under the circumstances, you've got a message you're preaching to this team. You've got, you're trying to pull them along and understand your culture, and that they've bought in, and even though maybe the wins aren't where they want, they're understanding this is the process and we're going through it. Is that kind of what you take from that?
It is. I believe it is. They're starting to understand what it takes to win. Yeah. You know, sometimes winning is hard. You know, sometimes you have easier wins, but, you know, but I always try to explain it from the hardest case where, you know, when it's always you're in a balance of a game and it's a tie score, or maybe you're even down by a score, you know, how are you going to over get yourself into a position to win those games? And, you know, so they're starting to understand that better. You know, they understood that Washington, and they did a great job. I'm not taking anything away from what they've done. Offensively, they had their best performance of the season against us. They converted, she was a 75% on
crazy
third down.
Crazy numbers on third down.
14 of 21, I believe, and we didn't perform as well on our side of it in terms of third down. So our defense was out there quite a bit, but they didn't lose their confidence. They didn't lose focus. They felt like we did a bunch of bending, but we didn't break. You know, we stopped them when we needed to stop them. We didn't give them touchdowns with all that production that they've had. So I think there was a lot of stuff that our defense really overcame through the course of that game that's going to really help us in the future.
And when you're giving up yardage out there, bending, not breaking like you're talking, then you got to do something else. And you guys forced turnovers last week.
And that was a huge, huge get. You had four turnovers. You know, we got 17 points from those turnovers. You know, those are the difference in the game, you know, because obviously from a stat perspective, you know, we weren't close to their stats in terms of what their production was, but we did capitalize when we needed to at the right moments.
That last drive, and you and I talked about that, a 14-play, 90-yard, 6-minute and 23-second drive. There was a penalty in the middle, a defensive penalty as well in the middle, but that drive was I think it was fascinating for me because under the circumstances, you guys hadn't done much offensively. To come out then when you needed one to get one like that, that's something you can build on, I would think.
I would think so, too. Yeah. You know, it's it shows that, you know, in the balance of a game or you need to, you know, capitalize off a turnover that gave us that opportunity.
Yep.
And the offense methodically did the right things at the right times. You know, we had a number of, you know, first year players. Chris Carpenter made a huge third down conversion. We had a couple decent runs in there. And then, you know, Broussard breaks off a 20, 30-yard run that gets us kind of into plus territory. And then we found a way to get the ball in the end zone. You know, we knew that they were going to stiffen up as soon as you got inside the tight red zone area. It's hard to run the ball against that defense, and you know, B. Lou found a way to get it in. So it was a really, really good moment for the offense to kind of come to realize that, you know, we can win games if we just got to, you know, keep churning and making the best of every play that comes our way.
For him to come back and make a play like that after he'd had one taken off the board earlier, because he had one on the other side of the field over here in the north end of the field, He's got a kind of a heat-seeking missile kind of ability when he needs to get to where he needs to get to.
And you can tell his confidence is growing that way. He feels he can make plays. You know, we feel that he is starting to have that confidence and that type of authority within the offense, saying that, okay, put this on me. You know, put this on me, coach, I can do this. You know, those are the things that, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, he wasn't saying anything. He was just doing what he was told.
Right.
Now he comes off the field, coach, I can get this. I can do this.
Nice.
So it's different now. He's much more confident than where he was, you know, early in the season.
Did you know that Jack Lamb could run like that? And that 88-yard fumble recovery?
I just said, go, Jack, go, baby. It was one of those. And I was looking for who could catch him. But, you know, they were in big people grouping. You know, they were in really 13 personnel, which is, you know, three tight ends and all these big linemen. And matter of fact, one of the tight ends was a lineman.
Right.
So they were in a big muscle group. And he picked up that fumble. I said, the only real guy that has a chance is the quarterback. And I said, well, I'll take my chances that Jack's faster than the quarterback.
Right. Yeah, if you're a linebacker, you can't be taken down by a quarterback anyway. You know,
so it was a fabulous moment in the game.
It really was. That was really cool. I heard from his dad this week, and his dad was just glowing having something like that happen. You know, another play I thought was really big, too. You know, here with injuries and having to move different guys in and out, with Nico Reed getting that interception down on the south end.
How about that?
That was a big play.
Nico, and have you had him on your show at any point?
No, I don't think we have.
Oh,
no.
Man, he's a marvelous kid.
Is he really?
And I've talked with a number of people. I even said it in my press conference. They were asking about Nico Reed. Who is this guy? Because he's a true freshman.
Yeah.
You know, Nico came on campus, stepped foot on campus, just so confident and feeling like he can do anything he sets his mind to. And really, that's how he's been since he's been here. He's, you know, he loves competition. Yeah. He loves going one-on-one with receivers and stuff. And he feels that he's very confident he can cover anybody. And really, for the most part, since he's been playing, he's done really, really well.
Him
to make that play was not a surprise by me.
Is that right?
Just because he does those things in practice. And, you know, and he's extremely confident in what he can do.
Well, he's got, you know, Gary always uses a term for some guys. They've got suddenness. And he said early on this season, he goes, Nico Reed's got some suddenness to him.
He does. He's a really good athlete. He was an excellent receiver in high school, too.
Was he?
So he's one of those guys that can play on both sides of the ball and won't even bat an eye about whatever you need me to do, coach, I'll do. You know, he's really that kind of kid.
When you're recruiting a defensive back, maybe any position, but I would think especially that position because it's such a unique, out on an island, by yourself kind of position out there. You obviously want the measurables, the height, the weight, the speed, all this kind of thing. Do you look for the guy that's got a little swagger to him?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely. Guys that play with confidence. And yeah. Also guys that are two-way players.
Is that right?
Like he was. You know, he played receiver and DB in high school. Didn't come off the field. He was their punt returner. He's a really good – he's going to return kickoffs this game.
Yeah,
with Brendan being out.
Yeah.
So you're going to see some other dynamic qualities that this kid has that you're going to say, wow, I didn't know that Nico could do that. He's one of those kind of kids. He'll surprise you.
He's one of those young guys that's exciting. If you're a Buffs fan, you look at him and go, I can't wait to see him grow. As a player for the Buffaloes. Hey, Buzz Primetime is brought to us by the Hilton's on Candy. And stay like a local during your visits to Boulder at the Hilton's on Candy, including Embassy Suites, Hilton Garden Inn, a proud sponsor of the Buffaloes. The Hilton's on Candy, cater to Buzz fans with a convenient location, affordable rooms, and exclusive amenities. It's Buzz Primetime. More with Carl Durrell after we take a quick break. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds, daily personalized promotions, same game parlays you can boost even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live your bet life. When you bet with SportsBet, the exclusive sportsbook of your Colorado Buffaloes, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sportsbook. So download the app now and sign up with code BUFFS to get your first bet risk-free up to $2,000. Welcome to PointsBet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional black and gold face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Buffs t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, an official bank of CU Athletics. Get yours today at fnbo.com/buffs. Member FDIC.
I am a nurse,
a firefighter,
a college student,
a mother,
and I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community. I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
Football fans, in addition to helping you save all season long, GEICO can help you relearn how to sport. Just call the GEICO Fanstructional Hotline. You've selected How to Chest Bump.
Puff out your chest invitingly towards a fellow football fan. Then, in unison, jump upwards, pushing your rib cages together at the apex of your respective leaps. An accompanying yeah, woot, or grunt is welcome.
The GEICO Fanstructional Hotline, helping you save and sport all season long.
Back once again on Bus Prime Time here on the Colorado Football Network. One more segment with head coach Carl Durrell. Buffaloes on Friday. I keep saying Saturday. It's just, you know, it's in your DNA that college football is going to be on Saturday. Yeah. I've said it 100 times this week. But on Friday, the Buffaloes will take on the Utes of Utah. 2 o'clock noon Mountain Time with the pregame coach Gary Barnett. And yours truly have the call. And Carl, the Buffaloes will take on the Utes. Hey, this is kind of a unique week then. So with the Friday game, your Monday becomes Tuesday. Tuesday becomes Wednesday. Everything changes this week for you guys.
Yeah, one less day of preparation. Yeah. So we can't take it, you know, out on our players, right, to try to put too much on them, given the shortness of the week. But we were able to get a really good week of work done. Okay. We had the bulk of our work on Monday and Tuesday. We had a walkthrough on Wednesday, and then, you know, we're going to have a fast Thursday instead of Friday and get ourselves ready to play on Friday afternoon.
Right. So you leave on Thursday. What's that going to look like? And the team's going to celebrate Thanksgiving, I guess, when we get to Salt Lake City. Is that right?
They'll do that. We'll have a nice meal for them there on Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's and I think that's a really good thing. We're on the road and we're together as a team. And, you know, we're very appreciative of what we've been through, all those things. And this team's really starting to get close together. Yeah. So, you know, you wouldn't ask for anything more when it's a holiday and you guys are on the road as a group and, you know, being together as a team. I think it'll make it a pretty unique and special time for us.
Okay, now I know this would be a unique year, but on a normal year, the Durrell household, what would be the number one thing that Carl Durrell loves about Thanksgiving meal? What's your number one dish?
Having your kids there, you know, which is hard to do nowadays. They're in their 20s now, they have other plans. But I would say being around family and close friends and just really enjoying a great meal. Yeah. You know, I'm pretty simple.
Turkey
that
or
way. Both.
Really?
Yeah, we usually have both.
So you're one of those guys.
And turkey, yeah. My wife makes sweet potato pie. That's my favorite pie, which I don't get very often during the course of a season of a year. But I do get it in November, so I look forward to that, too.
Well, you know, you eat too much of that stuff, start getting softer on the middle.
Exactly. That's right. That's why she says I only get it once a year instead of, you know, 4 or 5 times a year.
Are you a big holiday guy? I mean, this time of year? Because in your whole career, you know, one thing I found that's interesting over the years, Carl, a lot of football coaches don't even know the holidays are going on half the time.
That's
true.
That's true. You know, particularly my experience of being in the NFL, the season lasts so long. It goes blows right through, you know, November and December.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you're playing your last game on New Year's Day, and that's not even into the playoff season yet, because the playoffs start that first week of January. So, you know, for a long period of time, you know, the holidays really didn't matter. We were still working and grinding and, you know, trying to find ways to put game plans together to win games.
I'll tell you a great story about an incident I had, it's a number of years ago, when John Fox is still with the Broncos. We used to do a thing when I was working at KOA, the flagship station, and we do a little holiday special where I'd go and talk to principals from the bus program and the Broncos and the Rockies and all the properties that we had on the air back then. And I just ask them silly questions. You know, favorite holiday tradition, you know, favorite gift you got when you were a kid, just that kind of stuff. You know, if Santa Claus was a football player, what position would he play? Just silly stuff like that, right? And I'll never forget, we were about 4 or 5 questions in and John was really laboring giving the answers. And finally he looks at me and he goes, "Mark, I don't know. I haven't celebrated Christmas in 35 years," he said. it. I've been a coach. I don't do anything with the holidays. It's interesting how much you guys get dialed in the football business, and you got your blinders on, and what the rest of the world is doing just kind of goes right by you guys a lot of times.
You know, and a lot of the reason why, too, is, you know, particularly when I was here with the Broncos and coaching with them, you know, I was fortunate to be on the staff where we were in the playoffs all 3 years I was there.
Right.
So the month of December is a critical month, just like the month of November is a critical month in college football. So even though Christmas and all those things are going on, you know, your antennas in terms of your work and everything you're doing are really heightened because you're either trying to get yourself to get a bye in the playoffs or you need to win this next one to be a wild card to get in the playoffs. So it's pretty intense with what you're doing. So, yeah, you're right. The holidays really don't really matter much, you know, when you're in the NFL.
Coaches always get coal in their stockings. There's no doubt about it with what they're doing. All right, let's turn our attention to Utah a little bit. You know, as I'm getting ready for this thing and looking at their numbers and kind of watching some tape, that's a pretty solid football team you're going to play on Friday.
It's a really good team, and they're playing really well at the right time. You know, that's the one thing that I think with what Coach Whittingham has been able to do with his tenure there is really finish the season and play in their best football towards the end, which is what we all try to do,
right,
you know, with all of our programs. And there's definitely that's the case for them. They're playing really well up front on both sides of the ball. You know, they're running the ball well. They're able to play some stoutness in their defense in terms of against the run game. So they're doing all the right things at the right time.
I'd have to think, not that you want to emulate anybody else, but in terms of kind of the consistency that you see with Utah, that's something you want to instill into your program. You know, they've had Kyle's been there a long time. I don't know what, 2005, 2006, something like that, is when he came on board there. That kind of consistency, you have that with your staff, that builds a foundation that you're working on now in year number two that you want to have in this program, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're at that ground floor.
Sure. Right?
We're building our foundation, and it's really solidifying. It's doing some really good things, and it hasn't been really reflective on the number of wins, obviously, with the challenging year that we've had. But we do feel like there's been tremendous progress, you know, even from our shortened season in 2020 and even this year, about we're heading in the right direction. We got certain things that are in place that are now going to let this program take off. So, you know, we do feel like that's starting to come in our direction now.
Utah, very balanced, over 200 yards passing, over 200 yards rushing. Tadeon Thomas, very good running back. When you watch him, what do you say?
He's a big, strong, and he has enough speed to outrun you, too.
Yeah.
So he's a slasher, and he's a big, strong kid, and you know, they do a nice job in their run game. They really do. And he's really gotten better as the season progressed, too. You know, I don't think he was quite feeling the great seasoning of what the offensive line does, and sometimes it takes a back and the offensive line to kind of get a good feel of each other. He's definitely in that rhythm right now. He's been really churning out some yards over the last four or five games, and so he's definitely one of those guys we're going to have to pay our attention to help slow this team down.
At quarterback, Charlie Brewer started the season, and then they brought in Cameron Rising. He's a Texas transfer. Boy, he's played some very good football. He's kind of dynamic, isn't he?
He is dynamic, and he's a really good player. And he's one of those guys that when he did replace Brewer early in the year, he wasn't playing great football, but he did get better and made certain plays at times, even in the early part of the season when he was the starter. But now he's at the point, I think he's got a great command of the system now. He understands what the expectations he has of himself, the offense, you know, the what they're trying to do and get accomplished off offensively, which makes him a little bit more dangerous. You can see that he's taking more risk in the passing game where he's really trying to make some plays downfield. He's got great tight ends to get the ball to that are also great in the run blocking system that helps their backs. So it's one of those offenses that is very challenging to defend because they, like you said, they have great balance in run and pass.
You know, they've got some quality receivers. You look at them and say, well, maybe there's not a Drake London, but then again, nobody else has a Drake London either. But Britton Covey can be pretty dynamic out there, especially when he was in a return game, can't he?
He's still a big factor on their offense because if it's third and medium or something, they're looking to get a 4 or 5 yard gain to get to first down. He's a really good option runner like that. He's like the Phillips kid at UCLA, number two. He's utilized to kind of be the option runner to kind of quickly get open and make plays, and he's tough. But like you said, he's an excellent returner. He might be one of our best returners in our conference. He's had a return. He had a big return last week against Oregon, and so he's one of those guys that you have to really play full finish plays in a return game because he spins out of tackles. He doesn't go down by arm tackles, and all of a sudden he'll break free and get through the line of coverage, and now you got a problem. Yeah, so we really got to do a good job of really corralling him.
Hey, before I let you go here, we're going to have William Blejos on, who when you made a change in the offensive line position, he stepped in and has kind of led that group. Tell me what you see in him and about the job that he's done since he kind of took things over.
He's done a really good job. You know, William, you know, we call him Blejos, and he's a great human being. First of all, he loves football. You know, football's very, you know, this isn't a job to him. He thinks this is just I'm in my laboratory of fun here. But he's one of those guys that really made a big impression on me when I got here a year ago, and he was one of our quality controls that, you know, he studied both sides of the ball and was really a blitz pressure specialist for our defense, you know, for Tyson Summers a year ago. And then offensively, he would always give us some run ideas or just different runs that he thought would be productive against, you know, what their opposing defenses would do. So he was kind of in a role of really studying both sides of the ball, giving us kind of a scouting report for both offensive and defensive coordinators.
Okay.
And he struck me as a guy that, man, this guy just loves the game. He just loves studying the game and new ideas and thoughts and stuff like that. He's an old lineman in his background. He's played a little bit of professional football. So I just felt like, you know what, we probably have somebody here that can really help our offensive line, you know, at least gain that confidence and have some energy, because he's a high energy guy and he's done all those things for our offensive line.
Nice. Well, we're going to talk with him coming up next. Coach, have a great Thanksgiving and good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it. You have a great Thanksgiving as well, and let's go get it.
I like it. That's Carl Durrell, head coach of the Buffaloes. Again, 2 o'clock kickoff at Salt Lake City. Gary and I will hit the air at noon on Friday, not Saturday. Don't start listening on Saturday. We're not going to be there. So on Friday for Buffs football. Coming up next, the aforementioned William Blejos will join us after a quick timeout. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Buffs fans. Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swile Law Firm, and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This year, don't just get ready. Get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Whether you're getting out to the mall or getting off the grid, we've got a Ford SUV that's perfect for you. Or check out America's best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right and get our best offers during the Get Holiday Ready sales event at your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway. Safeway is a proud supporter of the Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools, because at Safeway, what matters to you matters to us. Back on Buffs Primetime here on the Colorado Football Network, we're going to talk with JT Shrout, our player segment, coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, we're joined by the offensive line coach, William Vlahos, for the Buffaloes. Wanted to get you on. You kind of took over this thing kind of midstream this season. You were on the staff, obviously, the last couple of years, but how's it been for you kind of jumping in and kind of run the show, if you will, with the offensive line the last few weeks?
It's been good. Yeah. I've kind of, worn multiple hats since I've been here. I've done some offensive stuff, some defensive stuff. And then when this thing kind of happened, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we just kind of hit the ground running.
So you were at Alabama for 10 years. We're just talking off here. You played 5 years. What years were you a player for them?
So I played 2007 to 11, which was Saban's first year.
Okay.
Okay, and in my last game, Saban, we won a second national championship there versus LSU, rematch game. Yeah. So
07, you would have been on that team. The Buffs played in the bowl game down in Shreveport, Louisiana.
That's exactly right. I was a true freshman.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Get any snaps in that ball game?
No, backup center.
Okay.
I'm good. The Hippolyte guy was playing in, so I'm glad I didn't have to go in.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's always amazing. I think back to where those two programs were at that point in time and the trajectory of the two of them. You've been around a lot of success. When you look back at your 10 years at Alabama, number one as a player and then as an assistant coach, what do you look at and see and say, what made it successful? What's the dynamic that was behind a successful program like that?
Well, I think Coach Saban always coaches to a standard and expects you to play to a standard.
Okay.
It's not about the scoreboard. It's not about the end result of winning and losing. It's really not. We have a process. We have a standard that we play to. Uh-huh. Every play's got a history and life of its own. Regardless of what happens on the play before, we go to the next play.
Okay.
At the end of the game, then we look at the scoreboard. Obviously, you factor that in with the recruiting and the resources there. And the money they can spend on coaches and everything else, it's a perfect storm for consistent success year in and year out.
Did you always want to be a coach?
I did. Yes,
did you really?
Yeah.
What is it about that business that drew you to it?
Well, I don't know if it's the business. It's just the second best thing to play in.
Right.
I couldn't play anymore. I was a 6 foot tall, center, offensive lineman. Didn't have much. Played 1 year in the league, but didn't have much of a pro career.
Yeah.
And when that's over with, what can you go do? You can't play anymore. So the same thing best to play in to me was coaching.
Yeah.
That's why I got into it.
So many times you think, well, I guess the image would be of an offensive line coach. That guy's got to, go into with his hair on fire all the time. Do you have to be that way as an offensive line coach?
I think you got to kind of read your room and read your guys.
Right.
So sometimes, yes, you've got to bring a lot of energy. If you feel like they don't have it, you got to find a way to get them to that level, right, if you feel like it's lacking. Sometimes when you know it means the world to them and you know they're ready to play, you can back off a little bit. So to me, that's a balancing act, and you got to be able to read the emotions of the room, the temperature of the room, to know, hey, when do I need to crank it up and when do I need to notch it back?
There is an old adage in football that the closer you get to the football, the smarter you are. Is there truth in that?
I don't necessarily think you are smarter. Okay, I think there's plenty of guys that aren't close to the football that are brilliant.
Right.
All right, but I would say the closer you get to the football, the more the intangibles are coveted, if you will.
Is that right?
You know what I mean? So, playing offensive tackle to me, all right, that's probably the most physically challenging position of the offensive line. You're by yourself all the time. Yep. You're on an island. It's pass protection. You're dealing with some creatures out there on the edge. It's tough to get that job done. There's a certain amount of dimensions you got to have physically to be able to go play that position. Whereas the further you go in, you kind of see the overachieving types maybe stick around the game a little bit longer. Maybe there's NFL centers that are 6 foot one and a half.
Sure.
That play 10 years. I mean, that stuff happens the closer you get in, because I do think the intangibles are coveted and magnified. If you got them, you can have value the closer you get in there.
You've got to have, if you're that guy, though, and I think of Colby Purcell's been a guy that's been around here for a long time, you've got to be able to do the mental gymnastics because so much is put on that center position, correct?
No question. The center's got to run the show. Colby runs the show for us. He's the train conductor. He gets everybody on the same page. Is it always perfect? No, it's not. But here's what I tell him. As long as we're all on the same page, we got a chance. Mm-hmm. So even if you ID something incorrectly, as long as everyone knows who you ID'd and it's passed down the line and we're all on the same page, we're good. If we're all wrong, we're all right.
Yeah.
That's what I tell him. So, yes.
That position, offensive line, in every program, whether it be college or pro that I've been around, it's a unique group of guys in there. That they have to be a little bit, because it's kind of anonymous in much of the time, right? And you've got to be a unit. You can't be an individual when you're playing offensive line. Is that right?
No, that's exactly right. It's not a very fun position to play. You get your satisfaction there by playing with the guy next to you, knowing what he's going to do, and really just winning. Yeah. Winning, moving people, taking the guy across from you's will. That's where the fun kind of comes into, you know, justifying and making that job worthwhile. Yeah. But you're right, there are characters in that room, and every room I've been in has had their fair share of characters.
Now, give us some of your background. So we know you were at Alabama, but give us your background before. Where'd you come from, and come your kind of your family situation?
Yeah, so I was actually born in Athens, Greece. My father's Greek. My mother is the daughter of a U.S. congressman. Okay, so we moved back to Alabama when I was a year old. Football crazy state. You know, grew up playing football. Football was, you know, my dream was to play college football at Alabama. Got the opportunity to do that. Played 5 years there. Started 3 years in a row at center, 40 straight games. Played 1 year in pro football at Tennessee Titans, was released, immediately got into coaching. Coach Saban hired me back as a GA immediately. Spent a couple years there, got my master's degree, moved to the quality control side of the ball. 2017 was my last year coaching at Alabama. I then went to the Buffalo Bills with Brian Daboll. For a year, and then I came here with Mel Tucker.
Okay.
So did the pro thing as a player and a coach, you know, briefly, and, you know, ended up here in Boulder, and it's been great. Really enjoyed it.
Is the college thing, is that a preference for you, the college thing? I've said many times, and I've done both the college and the NFL, I like the college atmosphere and what it means. It certainly is different than the NFL.
It is. I think there's more pageantry in college. You get more conviction from the fan bases. It means more to more people in the college game.
Because they've got an emotional connection to the institution.
Correct. Especially places like Alabama and Nebraska and stuff like that, where you don't have pro sports.
Correct.
And there ain't a whole lot to do. Yeah. You know, in Alabama, there ain't a whole lot to do. You know, there's deer hunting, bass fishing, and football. You know what I mean? That's what there is.
Right?
So,
I get it.
So football, the you know, people's happiness, you know, hinges on how the football team's doing.
Yeah.
For, you know, that's statewide.
Yeah.
Right? So places like that, it is special to be at a place where football is so important and everyone cares about it to such a great degree.
What is it about the game of football that attracts you?
You know, it's really just what I've known my entire life. I do think football teaches you a lot of good life lessons that you can't learn in the classroom, maybe can't learn reading a book, or some people, you know, something that, you know, someone can't tell you and that you absorb. Just, you know, perseverance and you know, discipline, things like that. Football gets that message across in a way that I think, you know, nothing else really does.
Kari Cooch, is it safe for me to say, has been the most consistent guy on the front this season?
Yes, sir.
Is it?
Yes.
When you look at him, what do you say?
He's a really good football player. He's a tough kid. He's smart. He knows what to do. He's very experienced. You know, at that position, experience is the best teacher, and he's got a lot of that. Started a lot of games, played a lot of football, played some different positions. He's got some swing value. What I mean by swing value is the guy can play center, he can play guard. Mm-hmm. You know, if he had to play tackle, I guarantee he could. Certainly from a mental standpoint, he could handle that. Those type of things are going to help the guy at the next level. You know, the more you can do at the next level, you know, the more value you bring. He's been fun to coach. He's been a leader for me, and I'm thrilled to have had him.
You look at this group that you've got, and there's plenty of young guys that are involved in that offensive front. You kind of excited about the group you got there?
Yeah, I like the young guys. Young guys have bought in. There's some ability in that room. But again, it's all about five guys playing as one, playing together, playing as one. And the more these guys learn, the more they'll be able to do that.
In the last 60 seconds here, on Friday, we're going to be in Salt Lake City. You've got a very good Utah team. They're playing some outstanding football right now. Tell me about the challenge with your group and what they're going to face on Friday versus Utah.
Yeah, Utah's always tough, very disciplined team, very you know, they've had the same scheme and coaches there for a long time, and we've played them at the end of the year for a long time now. It's been our last game, right? So we know what to expect as far as what it's going to take to play with them at their place. It's going to take a perfect game from us, right? These guys are stout up front. They press you. They come after you, and they're extremely technique sound. They never mess up. Yeah. So our only chance is to not mess up either.
You know, there's got to be a little bit of a culture difference, I would think, from Tuscaloosa, Alabama to Boulder, Colorado, isn't there? How have you navigated that?
There's a little bit, but, you know, hey, look, you got to be kind of a chameleon, right? You got to be able to blend in wherever you're at. You know, it's been great. You know, you got kids from a different part of the country out here for the most part, California, yep. Texas kids. You know, is where, you know, the guys that I played with and coached at Tuscaloosa were a little more the southeastern type kids. But look, football is football. And once the lights come on, it's freaking, everybody's on the same page.
I love it, man. Great having you on today. Let's get a win on Friday.
How's yes, sir. Thank
All
you,
right.
buddy.
William Blahos, the offensive line coach for the Colorado Buffaloes, as they'll wrap up the season on Friday in Salt Lake City. Again, that's a 2 o'clock game. Gary and I are going to hit the air at 12 noon with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show. Coming up next, JT Shrout's going to join us, the quarterback. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds, daily personalized promotions, same game parlays you can boost for even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet, you want to live your bet life. When you bet with PointsBet, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sports book. Looking to bet big? PointsBet Diamond Club is an invite-only premier betting experience. Visit the promo page on PointsBet.com to request access and start earning Diamond Club benefits like exclusive access to tickets and events, 24/7 premium service, a 10% top-up bonus every deposit. Get up to $3,000 and an exclusive experience per Diamond Club referral and unlock personalized promotions. What are you waiting for? Sign up for PointsBet today and live your bet life. PointsBet, Colorado's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey Buffs, when you love your house, you want to take it all the way. Are you dreaming of a bathroom refresh, kitchen upgrade, new home gym? A refinance with Rocket Mortgage can turn your home's equity into cash to cover that renovation.
It's good!
Get in the game with RocketMortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal as a lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes. The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a dentist. But instead of filling you in on ways to save on your policies, he'd probably be too busy filling in that loose crown. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who will use their expertise to polish up your policies, from home and auto to renters, motorcycle, boat, and RV too. So while, yes, your dentist can save your smile, your GEICO agent could save you money, which will make you use that smile a whole lot more. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
I am a nurse.
A firefighter.
A college student.
A mother.
And I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
Back at Buffs Prime Time here to Colorado Football Network. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Our final show of the year as we get ready for the final game of the year. Buffs on Saturday. Make it Friday. Keep saying that. In Utah, 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll hit the air at noon with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show. Time for our player segment here on the program. JT Schrout. Oh, I wish we would have seen him play this year. But he's been out with the injury, of course, since, what were you, 2 weeks in the camp when he got hurt?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
About that? Yes, okay, sir. Bring us up to date. How you feeling? How has everything been going? All you went through?
Doing great, you know. It's been different staying on the sideline all year, not having a choice to be out there. But, you know, it's been good helping B-Lou out, and rehab's going well. So, things are as good as can be.
You feeling good physically? I mean, what are they allowing you to do right now?
I start running in some pool stuff today. So, I do a little running and a lot of thigh strengthening and flexibility stuff going on. So.
Take us back to when that happened. I won't forget. I think it was the second scrimmage, if I'm not mistaken. I come walking onto the field, and literally I'm there for 20 seconds, and I see you kind of come sprinting out to the right, and bang. Yeah. Did you know right away it wasn't going to be good?
Yeah, I felt something pop and kind of slide and didn't feel great. But, you know, I'm getting back to it, and that's all you can really do is move forward.
You know, the tough thing about that, every athlete I've ever talked to over 35 years of doing this, it's the mental aspect. I mean, the physical is one thing. You're used to struggling and you know, going through discomfort and all those kind of things. It's the mental aspect, doesn't
it? Yeah, the mental part was definitely really hard. The first few weeks after the injury happened, you're kind of waiting for swelling to go down so you can have surgery. And I think that was probably the toughest part just because you're kind of in a point where you're stuck and you're not really able to get better physically and start getting progressions going. So I think after surgery happened and you start being able to progress and see changes for the positive happen, that's helping you out mentally better every day.
I'd have to imagine, you're very close to your family, obviously. Yeah. You're close to your teammates. Having people to kind of encourage you, lean on a little bit, that probably helps you through?
Yeah, my family has always been my rock. You know, mom, dad, my sister, my girlfriend, everyone's been great. And then my teammates here and the coaching staff has been phenomenal with the support system that I have here. You know, I had guys coming up to me every day just randomly just asking if they could pray for me. And, you know, it's just been so great having these guys here that show me so much love, and I have so much love and respect for them, and you know, I can't wait to get out there with them again soon.
So how's it been standing on the sidelines? As competitive as you are, you want to be out there helping your guys. You can't. It's got to be difficult for you to watch this and not be able to, you know, get out there and make, you know, some impact.
Yeah, it's super hard as a competitor, but you kind of have to understand your role, and you know, that's for me right now, that's trying to help Brendan be as good as he can be for the rest of the year, and you know, help him in any way I can, if that's seeing coverages or giving him any tips and just do anything I can in the film room, you know. So that's where I'm at right now, trying to be a coach, be a player coach like Coach Terrell said I was going to do. That's my role this year, so anything I can do to help the team right now, that's what I'm going to do.
You know, they always talk about mental reps. You know, you got to do the mental reps, you got to be able to understand that. You know, and I think sometimes it's almost cliche. It's a comment we throw away all the time.
Yeah.
What kind of value do you think you've gotten from watching and having a different view instead of being the guy out there, being the guy that's watching it?
You definitely get a total different view of what's going on. Like, you get a different perspective. But like you said, the mental reps are huge. You still get to go out at practice and take the mindset, like, okay, what am I going to do on this play and against this coverage or this look? So that's huge, staying in it mentally. You know, that's something that I enjoy, the mental side of the game too. So that gives me a little bit of joy out there every day. And, you know, I'd like to coach someday too. So, I mean, I get a little perspective of what that's going to be like.
Well, wait a minute. You're going to be a coach. Holy cow. I was going to ask you about that. This is a little warm-up, if you will, for that.
Yeah, it's a little warm-up. So it's nice to see, you know, get to go up and meet with Coach Terrell sometimes throughout the week and game plan a little bit. So that's been fun.
Okay, how much impact or input, should I say, have they given you? Can I go, you know, Coach, I think we really should be doing this or doing that. What happens then?
Hey, I mean, I'll say my little bit, but I mean, they know a lot more than I do, so I'm still trying to learn at this point.
That's pretty good. You know, it's a tough deal, though, with you kind of going through this whole process. You know, one thing I've always appreciated, we see it frequently from the broadcast booth. Offense comes off the field. You meet Brendan a lot of times. You're the first guy there talking with him. You've done that, obviously. That's been something you thought about and you were, you know, purposeful about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always talk to him before the game, like, hey, what do you want me to look for out there? What do you need from me to help you play the highest level you can play today? So anything I can do to be a good teammate is the most important thing for me at the end of the day. So trying to help him right now is the number one priority for me.
You know, I don't think we had a chance before the season really got going, before you got hurt, to really kind of introduce you to Buffs fans. Give us some of your background. I mean, first off, tell us how you ended up here. You're at Tennessee. Yeah. How'd you end up being a Buffalo?
Yeah, obviously a California kid, grew up in L.A. Went out to Tennessee for a few years, loved my time there, and then things didn't work out, and I was looking for a new home. So ended up building a good relationship with Coach Terrell and Coach Langsdorf through the new recruiting process I went through, and obviously, there were no visits or anything like that, so it was kind of a leap of faith and trying to just trust the people that you were talking to. And, you know, they were very authentic to who they were, which I appreciated. And you can kind of tell who's fake in recruiting processes after going through it the first time. So I really appreciated their authenticity. And, you know, I'm just super happy to be here. You know, I love Colorado so far. I'm still getting used to the snow a little bit, but, you know, the people are great. The Buff fans have been amazing throughout the year supporting us. Through the ups and downs that we've gone through, you know, showing up for every home game has been amazing. So really appreciate them and can't wait to win some games for them in the next few years.
Love it. How about from a family? You got a lot of siblings and mom and dad never say, obviously.
Yeah. I got a little sister. She plays soccer out in California at a college down there. And that's about it right now. And then we've got some great cousins and some awesome grandparents. And yeah.
All right. Love it. Well, I tell you what, do a good job coaching on Saturday.
Right? We'll do. Thank you.
JT Schrout, quarterback for the Buffaloes. Can't wait to see him on the field. We're in the black and gold next year for the Colorado Buffaloes. Put a wrap this week on Buffs Primetime. Again, this is the final show of 2021. Saturday, Buffs at Utah, 2 o'clock kick. Friday on the Buffaloes and the Utes. East of Saturday, you know what I mean? At noon with the pregame show getting underway with Coach Barnett and yours truly. So we wrap things up this week on Buffs Primetime. We'll talk to you next time. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
This year, don't just get ready, get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Whether you're getting out to the mall or getting off the grid, we've got a Ford SUV that's perfect for you. Or check out America's best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right and get our best offers during the Get Holiday Ready sales event at your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swile Law Firm and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Bus fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Bus fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Buffs Primetime has been presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, Made to Chill, 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU Football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and sco Buffs. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.